Food trucks are ubiquitous in Los Angeles, from downtown to the west side, south Los Angeles. You can find them just about everywhere and sample just about anything. But for some LA city leaders, they are more than just mobile restaurants. They cause a lot of traffic congestion. They can be safety hazards, too. Well, a new ordinance set to be considered tomorrow at the LA City Council meeting would drastically increase the fines for illegally parked food trucks. Kevin Roderick is here with more on a Memorial Day edition of LA Observed. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
We are not barbecuing today. We are working. But at least food is on the menu for the conversation. So let's talk about what this ordinance would do and how its authors say it will alleviate some of the concerns that I just mentioned.
Well, this would make a simple change to the rules covering parking tickets. You know how, and I'm not saying I've ever done this, but you know how if you get a parking ticket during the day, if you just leave the ticket on your car or continue to park there, you're only going to get one parking ticket. You're not going to get a bunch of additional parking tickets in the same place. That's an LA city rule. Well, what this would do would change that for food trucks only, so that food trucks that now sometimes park somewhere illegally take the parking ticket as the cost of doing business and figure they're only going to get one that day. Well, now they would be eligible to get additional parking tickets during that day with an increasing amount of fines.
But just for the food trucks and not for the cars.
Just for food trucks,
yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah, of course. Right. Who is behind this food truck idea, Kevin?
Well, this particular impetus seems to have grown out of the Brentwood area, where some merchants there are unhappy with the profusion of food trucks parked in a certain place there. But, you know, it could have come out of lots of places, because food trucks, even though they're very popular with the customers, are not very popular with the people who run, for instance, restaurants in an area where the food trucks are taking away customers, and they also take away curb parking in business districts. And so there is a lot of pressure on city council members, and always has been, to crack down a little bit on the food truck phenomenon.
One of the things, Kevin, that makes food trucks so great is obviously their convenience. How might this affect LA's food truck scene, considered one of, if not the best in the country?
Well, that'll be very interesting to see, because, you know, there's now entire, you know, lunch cultures built up around food trucks on the Miracle Mile area of Wilshire Boulevard, some parts of downtown, other parts of town where, you know, the people who have to go out from their offices and find lunch really count on finding a bunch of food trucks together in one place. This is aimed, though, at the ones that are parked more creatively and illegally. And, you know, it's just really a matter of how much enforcement will happen once this goes through the city, if it goes through unchanged. But if it does go through unchanged, then it really comes down to how much enforcement will happen, and be interesting to see, because in a lot of places, these food trucks are very popular.
Very, very popular. This vote, Kevin, comes at a time when the city council is rethinking vending in general. I mean, last month it voted to decriminalize street vending. Those are the folks who sell, you know, the bacon-wrapped hot dogs outside of the bars, or clothing on city sidewalks. Does one have to do with the other, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't think they really do, except in the larger sense that the city council is having to grapple these days with all kinds of new sorts of business arrangements. Look at what the city council is doing, debating Airbnb and whether to regulate that in neighborhoods, whether to collect taxes and that sort of thing. I think also the changing of the rules for sidewalk vendors, while many would argue long overdue, it's something that happens in the city all the time and has for decades. The impetus to change was really about Trump immigration policies and the fact that sidewalk vendors were getting criminal convictions on their record, which would then make them much more susceptible to being deported. And that the city council's final vote to change the rules a little bit and basically create a legal way to be a sidewalk vendor was aimed at that. At least that was the way the discussion was framed.
And a parking ticket perhaps isn't that catalyst for deportation.
Yeah, it hasn't been, as far as we've understood it, up to today.
All right. Kevin Roderick of this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.